Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, we're ready to go. Steve is here. Out to the River Islands guest line. Time for Coach Kerr, presented by Great Clips in Sports. Success is about team effort, and the same is true for your hair. Great Clips, it's going to be great. We're also brought to you by Rafael Lumber and Building Supply, serving contractors, homeowners in the community in Marin for over 50 years. Visit their showroom today. And you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco on Odyssey Sports Station. Always live on the free Odyssey app, and now coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Here's Coach. Hi, Coach. How you doing?
I'm great. How are you guys?
We're doing great, man. I would love to hear you, in your words, describe the emotions that you have felt over the last 24 hours to arrive in Minnesota, win in Minnesota, but also view and experience what happened to Steph Curry.
Yeah, I mean, it's been quite a few days for sure. You know, winning that game 7 in Houston, and then you know, going ahead and taking care of game 1 last night, and then of course, you know, the just seeing Steph go down, and especially with a hamstring. I mean, it's one thing if it's a rolled ankle, but the hamstrings are always so tricky, and so it's been a roller coaster for sure. But you know, we can't do anything but prepare for tomorrow and the rest of the series, and try to go get a win and give Steph time to heal and come back. So that's the focus.
What were the emotions like, especially at halftime, getting in the locker room where it was pretty clear at that point already that Steph was going to be out, not only for the second half, but for some time?
Yeah, I mean, I just felt terrible for him. I went in at halftime. He already had some ice on his hamstring, and he was sitting on the floor in the locker room in the middle of, you know, the whole team. And I didn't say much of anything. I just went and gave him a hug, I don't know. It's just so devastating to see someone who cares so much and who puts so much into it, you know, to see him go down and to know how disappointed he was. It's tough. But again, you know, injuries are part of things in this business, and you have to respond. You have to move forward.
Steve, it's been reported that you know, there's so much emotion with something like this that he was in tears, and you just shared that there really weren't a lot of words that the two of you said. But when you see that, I wonder what goes through your mind, because I think a fan, when they hear that Steph was in tears, they're thinking to themselves, oh my gosh, like, he must be processing that he thinks maybe this is over for the season. Like, when you see that, what goes through your mind?
Well, I think that's really presumptuous for anybody to just think that. I just think it's a hamstring. Hamstrings are tricky. As we announced today, it's going to be at least a week, and you know, that's you know, almost the rest of the series. So, yeah, we just have to move forward, and there's not a whole lot we can do, nor Steph. All he can do is rehab and. And our job is to keep the series moving forward and go out tomorrow and try to find a way to win and then move on to game three and take it from there. So there's not much else to say.
Well, last night you had to go forward and go about winning that basketball game. I know you were up when you got hurt and you extended the lead. What was so impressive to you about the effort and the individuality of the players who were able to shake off that massive adversity and still go out and handle business on the road?
Well, holding a team like that to 89 on their home floor, that's incredible defense. And as you guys know, we're the number one defense in the league since the Jimmy trade. What we did in Houston in Game 7, holding them under 90, this is not an accident. You know, Draymond is the best defender I've ever seen in my life, and he's playing at such a high level at that end of the floor. And then, of course, Jimmy is Jimmy. I mean, he's one of the best players in the league. He controls games. I thought he controlled the whole fourth quarter. You know, he knew exactly what he was doing. We didn't really need to score. We needed to take care of the ball, and we needed to defend. And those two guys held down the fort, you know, under a lot of pressure on the road against a desperate team. That was really impressive. They never got it under nine, you know, going into the fourth. I think it was 20. We knew they'd make a run, and they never got it below nine. So that's a hell of a job to finish the game. And no question, Draymond and Jimmy are the anchors, you know, now with Steph out. And Buddy Hield hit some big shots. You know, Gary Payton made some big plays. So just a great effort to close that game out.
Coach, you've got some great veteran leaders, obviously, but I wonder when you detail that emotional roller coaster of Game 7 and travel and then turn around and new city and then Steph injured, do you do anything different as a coach with the way you're addressing your team because of that roller coaster?
Not really. You know, you just look at everything from a very realistic perspective. You know, we met as a staff today. We gave the players a day off. They really needed it. But we met as a staff, and we talked about messaging and, you know, how we approach tomorrow and, you know, what we're going to try to accomplish. So tomorrow morning at shoot-around, we'll have those discussions and lay out our game plan and go from there.
And how much does the game plan change? I know that there's obviously going to be different wrinkles and different offensive sets without Steph Curry out there and different rotations. But as a coaching staff, when you approach game two, is it dramatically different, or is it just kind of subtle changes to what you're already doing?
Well, that's still to be determined. You know, we have to think about lineup combinations, substitution patterns. We have to think about the actions that we're running. You know, without Steph, how do we free ourselves up against a really tough defense? Those are all things that we talked about at our staff meeting today, and they're all things that I'm not going to tell you right now on this show.
That hurts a little, Steve. I'll be honest. I thought we'd, you know, gotten to a spot where maybe you would reveal things like game plans and rotations.
Oh, this has nothing to do with relationships. I love you guys. I just don't feel like revealing any information that might help Minnesota. So I know you understand that.
That I do, yeah.
Playoff Jimmy, right? Right, Steve? Come on. He can go for 50 the next four games in a row.
Well, I will say it's what a luxury to have a guy who has performed the way he has in the playoffs over the years, and you know, the way he carried his Heat teams to the finals, you know, twice. He's an incredible player and leader, and so it's a huge luxury to have him, for sure.
I will ask you this, Steve. Because you are obviously less dynamic offensively, and because, as you've even detailed, you guys are a phenomenal defensive team, and that doesn't really change. Is there, like, a difference in approach to style of game? Like, are you looking to play a more defensive, lower-scoring game now?
No, we're just trying to defend the best way we can. I mean, we know we have to rely on our defense. I mean, we don't have Steph to bail us out. So, you know, absolutely the game begins and ends with our defense. But I don't think that's necessarily changing our philosophy. I mean, that's what's gotten us this far. And without Steph, if we don't defend, we're in big trouble. So that's the focus.
Always seems like game one of any series is a feeling out sort of a game, and you played 12 guys last night. Was that a byproduct of the Steph injury, or is that something that you were looking to explore to see who might work in this matchup overall?
I would say it was more the injury. You know, as soon as Steph went down, it changed everything. I mean, we knew coming into the game that we were going to play a lot of people based on, you know, Game 7 in Houston and just the nature of that Houston series, the physicality and playing every other day, all that stuff. But once Steph went down, that necessitated a couple more substitutions and getting more people involved. And so you know, you have to adapt as you go.
Steve Kerr with us, Willard and Dibs, 95.7 The Game. Coach, I just wonder when you're looking at this stuff, when you go into the playoffs, how much stuff like this even crosses your mind, or maybe you don't have the luxury to even think about it, but when a team goes into a physical series and they do end up in a Game 7, and you've talked about how this is an aging dynasty, is that on your mind as a concern with night after night, these games, the travel, the 42-minute, you know, box scores, is that on your mind that maybe that's more than those, you know, 35, 37-year-old bodies can handle?
Of course it is. That's something we consider. But, you get into these situations where, you're in a series. You know, if you want to advance, if you want to survive in advance, then, what are you going to do? Play Steph 32 minutes and lose a game? You know, you really got to do what you got to do to advance. But you're well aware that, the heavy minutes can take a toll. And I don't think there's any question that, you know, going 7 against Houston and that the nature of that series, the physicality, the heavy minutes for Steph. It took a toll. But, the alternative is, you play him way less and you lose the series against Houston and everybody says, the hell are you doing not playing Steph?
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, it's not really like a dilemma at all. It's just reality.
And one thing you can do as a coach is to, you know, break up the action and use your timeouts. And I'm curious, Steve, you had to burn one early last night, a minute into the game, because apparently somebody had the wrong clothing on. Is that a first for you, a timeout for a wardrobe issue?
I've seen guys try to check into the game over my career where they had the wrong jersey on or they had a T-shirt on instead of their jersey. I've seen that a couple of times. I've never seen a guy actually play in a game with the wrong shorts on. So that was rather amusing, I must say.
Steve, can you even give us an idea of how something like that happens? Like, why would there be like a similar pair of shorts in his locker other than the actual uniform?
Well, I know we have like practice shorts, you know, guys go out and shoot pregame in something other than their game shorts. So we got more equipment than anybody knows what to do with the Warriors. So he must've just forgotten to take the practice shorts off and put the game shorts on.
Yeah, and I know you have a replay coach in the second row. You got coaches for everything. Are you going to add a wardrobe coach now to the staff?
We are. Yeah, we are currently recruiting from the New York Fashion Institute and looking for a consultant for uniform decisions.
I love it. Coach Kerr's got material. This is great.
When you first said that, you made me believe it. Like you said that firmly, Coach. Oh my goodness!
I was dying laughing as it happened last night. I mean, it's the first minute of the series, and it was. I just found it hilarious. I love Buddy. He's one of the best human beings I've ever met in my life, and it was kind of fitting. It's his approach to life. It's that island mentality from the Bahamas. Like, you know, there's not a whole lot of care into anything. It's just enjoy life and you know, go out and be Buddy Hield. It's awesome.
Well, dying laughing is exactly what a lot of people were doing with this post-game performance that he and Jimmy have put on. Can you take our audience through how that relationship developed and developed so quickly?
Not really. I don't know much more than you guys do. It's just, all of a sudden they started ripping each other in the media and they're clearly doing it good-naturedly, and they're both taking a lot of joy out of ribbing each other. And I'm just like you. I'm just sitting back and enjoying the show.
And does that make the locker room culture and the flights and all the rest of it feel much more like a family when you have, you know, Buddy's new this year and Jimmy's new mid-year, and yet these guys are getting on so swimmingly? Does that help the overall vibe of the team too?
Hell yeah. I just think humor is such an important dynamic in anybody's life, you know. It's but in the NBA with all the pressure and all that stuff, I think humor is the great elixir for the stress, and so those guys both bring plenty of that.
So Steve, 28.5 points a game for Buddy over these last two. You're going to need some points from him now. How sustainable is this effort?
Well, you know, they're going to put their best defender on him now that Steph's out. And so maybe it's McDaniels. You know, we'll see. But they're going to try to, you know, keep Buddy down. And we're going to have to try to find ways to free him up. The number one way to do that is to get stops and you get out in transition. So this game is going to come down to our defense. We have to defend at a high level and create transition opportunities, and if we don't do that, it's going to be really tough in the half court without Steph. So defense is the number one priority.
Coach, just listening to you talk about Buddy, I'm reminded of when Jimmy Butler was acquired, and you had told us, like, you'd never really spent much time with him before. What about Buddy Hield? Did you know him before he came to the Warriors and know this personality?
No, I didn't know him at all, but Luke Walton coached him in Sacramento, and Luke told me years ago that Buddy was one of his favorite guys. Chris DeMarco, our assistant coach, has coached the Bahamian national team over the years, and so he knew Buddy really well. So the second we signed him, Chris texted me. He said, "You're going to love Buddy. Amazing guy, full of joy, full of life, and obviously, you know, one of the best shooters in the league, too. So Buddy's just been amazing, and I look forward to seeing that guy every day. He's just a joy to be around."
I love the stories of these connections that percolate up, and it's Luke Walton, and it's Coach DeMarco, and it's Buddy in the Bahamas. But what's the story with Pat Spencer? Who found him? Where did this guy come from? I know he's a lacrosse player by way of a D1 basketball player as well, but all of a sudden now it's let Pat cook. Who found him, Steve?
I love it. He's great, isn't he? I mean, the guy's just such a competitor. Obviously a great athlete. I mean, he's literally one of the greatest lacrosse players of all time at the college level. And then he goes to Northwestern for one season of basketball and then makes the NBA. So the story is amazing. I mean, the competitive nature, the work ethic, the fearlessness, and it's showing every time we put him into a game. He's just, you know, playing with his hair on fire and making an impact. I don't know for sure how we found him. I do know that Kent Lakoff has been a big part of this over the years, finding these diamonds in the rough. Guys like Juan Toscano-Anderson and Damian Lee, some of the guys who we've, you know, kind of filtered through Santa Cruz. Kent's got a really good eye for these type guys who can come in and make an impact. And Pat has definitely done exactly that.
Coach, pretty exciting 3 days outside of the Steph injury, but I do want to ask you about a player or two who right now look like they're scuffling a little bit. What do you see with Moses Moody, and what is your plan for him going forward?
I think Moses will bounce back. It's just been, you know, two games where he played 11 minutes and 9 minutes, the last, you know, game seven and game one. So he, you know, part of that is he plays the same position as Buddy. Buddy's been rolling. We've ridden with Buddy for good reason. He's been on fire. So the minutes haven't been there for Moses. And I think, you know, the Houston series was an interesting one for him. You know, it's the first time anybody's ever put a center on him. Houston put Shengun on him. And it changed the pictures quite a bit. It took away a lot of his openings. Changed our offensive structure, because normally we have Draymond in the pick and roll with the center on him. And, you know, they put their center on Moses, and that puts him in the pick and roll. It's a different look for him and a different vibe. So this is, you know, this is part of the playoffs, and this is where teams really expose everything that you do, you know, and
And so when there's a disruption in the patterns and the way the game is played, it can affect everybody. I've been there as a player. It's a tough spot to be in where you just, you know, you feel a little bit negated. You're not, you know, you're not playing as well as you want for a couple games. But this is what it's all about. If you go the whole way, it's 2 months of this. It's incredibly stressful. And so part of this for young players, part of this experience is dealing with a couple of bad games and then being able to respond. And I have no doubt Moses will respond. He's such a high character guy. He plays so hard. He cares so much. And so I think, you know, going into game two, I think Moses just needs to rely on, you know, what's made him such a good player for us as a starter, you know, these last few months.
Yeah, and some of that is the intangibility of what he brings. And I'm thinking about Pods in that very vein where he's not shooting it well, but he still was able to get 8 rebounds. How do you unlock Brandon's offensive game, especially now that Steph's going to be out?
Well, similar to Moses, a young player who's going through it, you know, for the first or second time, you know, going through the postseason and feeling the different ways people are guarding them, focusing on them. You know, as soon as Steph went out last night, they put McDaniels on Brandon to put pressure on him as a ball handler, and that changed things for him. And so this is a great learning experience for him and for Moses and for all of our young guys. And it's a matter of, as coaches, helping them adapt and adjust and helping them, get back to a comfort zone. And I'm confident that they'll get there.
Steve, interesting to hear Finch go after the refs today. I saw your response as well. I guess I would just ask you, you're only one game in, but do you see this series as being as physical as the last one is? And sort of, you know, what's your hope for how the officials handle that this time around?
Well, every game is physical around the league. It's, you know, the way the playoffs are played, it's just, you know, both teams are going to foul all the time, and that's what I see. I mean, the first 10 plays of the game last night, I thought Steph got bear hugged on the 8 of them. And so I got my own complaints, you know, and that's the same way in the Houston series. And Chris is justifiably going to look at the film and see plays where they got fouled. And every coach in the league, you know, Kenny Atkinson right now, I mean, I've seen Kenny's comments the last couple games. You know, he's upset with the physicality. And I just think, welcome to the playoffs. This is what it's about. And the coaches have to say what they have to say, send in the clips, talk to the league, whatever it is. But in the end, the refs are going to determine, you know, how they want to call it, what they're going to call, and it's up to the players and the teams to adapt and adjust.
All right, Coach. Well, I didn't know this rule in the second round, but apparently the home team loses every game, so congrats on your win tomorrow night.
We'll take it. Let's go.
Let's go.
Yeah, can you believe this, Coach?
I know. It's crazy. It really is. I didn't see this coming.
Boston's up right now, as you may well know, but long way to go. Coach, thank you very much. Good to chat with you. Good luck tomorrow night.
All right. Thanks, guys. Take care.
All right. There he is. Wrong button. That's Coach Kerr, presented by Great Clips in Sports. Success is about team effort. Same is true for your hair. Great Clips. It's going to be great. And brought to you by Rafael Lumber and Building Supplies, serving contractors, homeowners, and the community in Marin for over 50 years. Visit their showroom today. There's Coach Kerr.
There he is. Yeah. And it's good to be happy and confident after a game one win where you played pretty well, but he certainly is quietly reserved and concerned because you don't have staff. And the reality is, if he's not going to be reevaluated until Wednesday, next Wednesday, which is the day of game 5, that tells me he's not playing game 5. So maybe he's ready for game 6, which would be on the following Sunday. So if you're Steve Kerr, you're looking at it already like 4 more games, 2, 3, 4, and 5. If we will get all 4 games, certainly, unless you sweep Minnesota. So Trying to figure out, what do we do? And, you know, today's an off day for the players, not an off day for the coaches. And you got to start to set about, like, what can you do? What's going to work against Minnesota?
My takeaways from that conversation, first of all, hearing him talk about it is one thing, and it just brings into focus what this team has endured over the last 5 days, okay? So you go into game six in your own building with the hopes of closing out the Houston Rockets.
Yep.
You have a very disappointing performance. Draymond Green points the finger at himself and hates the lack of poise in that game. Somehow, you have to then find the resolve to get on a plane, pack for two cities, get on a plane, and head out Sunday in Houston and do what they did there. Very, very difficult. They win the game. Then you fly immediately to Minnesota, find the emotional resolve to go out and play that game, three of the four quarters without Steph Curry, receive the information that your star is down and is going to be down for quite some time, and then arrives at now, which is this conversation. And I don't know about you, I felt like you could hear a little bit from Steve. He talked about the toll that the Houston series took on all of them physically. I like all of this, just in the last 5 days, I think you can hear it. I think you can hear the sort of the fatigue that this team must be feeling right now. That is a lot to go through as a basketball team. I'm not talking about life here, but as a basketball team, that's a lot to go through in 5 days.
It's a ton, and you could even go further back beyond that where you had to go to Houston for game five and then back here for six and back there for seven. So it's been a lot of travel. There's been a lot of games in a row and it's stressful and it's just basketball and it's just your job. But he mentioned the idea of humor and laughter and how important that is. Yep. It's the elixir for the pressure. And so, yeah, that's where the Buddy and Jimmy thing I think is very helpful, but still you're playing a lot of basketball games and then you get into a new series and you lose your star early in the second quarter, and so now it's a whole new wave of stress, and you find a way to get that game, and you get the win, and just hearing him talk about today as an off day, and I heard him say it yesterday after the game, he's like, yeah, they're going to have tomorrow because they need it. They're going to have the whole day off, and they need it, and just hearing him sounded like he was either with his grandkids or at an amusement park. Maybe he's at the Twins game. Wherever he was, I'm sure everybody's just enjoying a day of like, let's just get away. Let's get away from all this because not having Steph Curry is going to be there tomorrow. But for today, everyone, we're up 1-0. Go enjoy your day in Minnesota. Wow. And I understand it's a lovely day there. So, yeah, you get the off day and hopefully you come back a little bit more refreshed.
Yeah, I looked it up. It's 68 and sunny. So beautiful
Perfect,
day out there in Minnesota.
Like here in the city.
Yeah, and you're right. We probably should have allowed him to, and maybe he wouldn't want to, but take a step back from the last two basketball games and just take a moment to look at what your team just achieved. Like, take a moment. Game seven on the road. Check. Turn around, get on a flight, go to Minnesota. They are rested and waiting for you. You win that one by double digits. You do it without your star.
Yep.
Like, I mean, take a moment and look at what the Warriors just did in the last 72 hours in two road games. It's pretty unbelievable. The other thing that for me really stood out, and I would love to highlight this because I know there are a lot of Warrior fans, and I'm not saying this is unfair. I think this is normal for a fan. But there are a lot of people that look at an injury like what Steph just got, and Doc Pandya even said it. He said, this is a usage injury. That's what leads to this. So for Steve to get an opportunity to speak on the idea of, yeah, we had to do game six and then game seven and only one night off and travel and 42 minutes. And a lot of people will go, see, you're 37 years old. You can't do this. And Steve's response was perfect, was what would you like the alternative to be?
Right.
It's a risk that you have to take. Your other alternative, as he put it, is to play Steph seven less minutes per game and watch round two.
Mm-hmm.
That's your other alternative.
Well, it's the reality of having an older team.
Sure.
You're going to have older players, and when he happens to be your best player and he's 37, well, you're going to ask him to do things that you normally wouldn't ask a 37-year-old to do. Jeff Green for Houston in the last series, I think he's also 37. He only played about 3 minutes in garbage time because he's not their best player. LeBron James is 40, and he played a ton of minutes. And in fact, J.J. Redick played all their starters in that one game the entire second half, including the 40-year-old, because he thought that that was the best way to get them across the finish line and win the game. So it's unfortunate that you have to do that, but you have to do that. And when Steph is ready in game six, hopefully, guess what, Steph? You're playing 35 or 40 minutes, and he'll want to.
I mean, maybe.
And
I mean,
if that's he's good enough to go, of course, but if he's healthy enough to play, you're going to play him. It's kind of like what happened with KD in the finals against Toronto, where it was clear that his Achilles was not good. It was not healthy, yet he wanted to go out there and play, and the thing blew apart on him.
We're always looking at our YouTube chat and the Boxer and Gerson work injury attorneys text line. One of them just came in and said, why doesn't the league allow for more rest? Now, this is an interesting question. Same thing here, though, bottom line. Bottom line, this is a television show. Like, that's what this is. And so when you start losing more teams, you're going to get less rest because the NBA and TNT and ESPN and NBA TV, they all want content. And so they're going to want these games on the air, and they're not going to let Tuesday night just be an off day for all the teams,
right,
so that everybody can, you know, hang out, get in a round of golf, and sit down late at night with a bottle of wine. Like, that's not what they're doing. So this is how it works. You have to play. I actually think they do a good job of not creating any back-to-backs. They'll never do that in the playoffs. But yeah, this is the assignment. This is the assignment, and this is why people use the phrase Father Time is undefeated, because these things happen. And it's damn impressive that the Warriors even have the opportunity that they do currently have, because I would argue that when it does come to injury, I know that Evan Mobley missed a game. I know Darius Garland has missed too. But if you look around the league right now, I know the Celtics played one game without Tatum. Nobody has dealt in these playoffs with more injury issues than the Warriors. Jimmy Butler's missed two. Steph is now going to miss the better part of round two, and they're still in it. They're still in it. That's pretty amazing. That's pretty amazing they even have this opportunity, because the aforementioned and predicted injuries, they've happened. A lot of people predicted this, and here we are.
Right, and a lot of it schedule-wise is based on what you do in the first round. And they had to go seven games.
Yep.
And so because you go seven, you don't get the quote-unquote luxury of having an easier schedule. I'm looking at the Indiana series, where their first three games were Sunday, Tuesday, Friday, where you've got some built-in extra days in there because their series in the first round ended more quickly. So if the Warriors would have beaten, you know, Houston in five, and the T-Wolves were also done in five, I do think that you would have gotten a schedule that would have been more stretched out. It would have started earlier. And they don't want any of these series to end a lot before the other one in your conference. But if you do end things quickly in the first round, you do get a more favorable amount of break.
And the Warriors did have large breaks in between games when their series started. They had a lot of days off there in between games one and two and three in the Houston series. And yes, they were at Chase Center on Friday night with an opportunity. We said this, to create more rest. They didn't do it.
Nope.
They didn't do it. So, you know, I would argue it's not on the NBA to create more rest. In the end, it's on you. It's on you.
And that's why I'm looking at this series in particular. And the mantra for me is not get me to the Greek, but get me to six. Because game five is Wednesday, and then game six is on Sunday. So if you're down 3-2, whatever, then Steph would have Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and then Sunday the 18th would be game six, which is 11 days from now, which would give him hopefully ample time. We don't know how he's going to respond.
I think that one's still even a big question mark.
Of course it is, but the idea is that's where you get the gap. When the big gap in this series is between game five and game six.
888-957-9570. We're still here taking your calls. Let's go to Gene in Oakland. Hi, Gene. Thanks for the ring.
Hey, you're welcome. Hey, so listen, I want to discuss something a little serious, first of all.
Okay.
We have a little problem in our family. I mean, most of the members of my family are very strong Warriors fans. You know, I mean, there are a couple of outliers that like the Celtics, but we won't talk about them. But there is one notable exception in the family, and that's my dog, Chili. She's a Wolves fan, okay? Now, I totally get it. I mean, that's her people, all right? That's her background. And, you know, we've talked about it. I mean, it's kind of like having a bunch of Democrats in the family and one Republican. So, but, you know, we talked about it. You know, it was more of a monologue, but at least we came to an agreement. She's not going to howl when the Wolves score. So, you know, we're moving on from it and, you know, making the best.
I'll tell you what, Gene, my dog was a pain in the butt last night while we were trying to watch this game. I'm like, this game's at dinner time. We're trying to sit here with some food on the couch and watch the basketball game. And all this dog wants is some of my chicken pesto pasta. Dog, get out of the way. I got a game to watch.
All right, can I say something about the Warriors, though? Seriously.
Of course you can, Gene.
I'm less concerned than a lot of people about his absence. You know, listen, I don't think we're going to come within a, you know, sniffing distance of winning a championship without him, or at least a quality version of him moving on. But I really seriously do believe we can win one and maybe even two of these next three games. Keep in mind, he hasn't always been, you know, game four Curry in the playoffs during the season or even in the playoffs. There were two or three games in the Houston series where he really didn't score very much. And even when he had, you know, 20-something points, it was more volume shooting. So, I mean, that version of Curry, I think, is more easily replaceable in the short term. But, you know, once again, we are going to need the Hall of Fame version at times. I think we can get through this. We play tough defense. I like what I saw from Kuminga. That looked a little more promising than what we've seen. And we have the number one defense. So all, you know, wrapped together, I think we can take one and maybe even two of the next three. And then, you know, I think we'll be fine.
Gene, thanks. Appreciate it. Yeah, look, Steve said it. They're going to do it with defense. Whatever they're going to do, they're going to do with defense. But kind of circling back to the conversation we were having right before Steve came on, dude, tomorrow night's a wonderful watch.
I'm totally with you.
It's a wonderful watch.
Where you, like, you said gravy earlier in the text thread.
Yep.
Tomorrow is the gravy game.
Yeah.
Like, you lose that game, no matter how you lose it, you'd hate to lose it with a lot of effort. If you're going to lose tomorrow, lose 117-71.
Yeah, lose by 1,000.
Right.
Yeah.
Get me some Noxie. Get me some Spence.
Yeah, Jimmy can sit the second half out. But if you've got a shot at it.
Oh, of course. You'd shoot your shot.
Tomorrow night,
that's all you got.
Opportunity to be an inspiration sensation.
That's a buck. Absolutely.
Where you could put the fear of you-know-what into Minnesota.
Fear of God, you can say that.
Yeah, I know, or some people fear other things. You know,
fear of snakes?
I kind
of
fear the ocean. But anyway.
Normally when you say fear of, you know, filling the blank, it's usually a curse word. That's what caught me off guard.
Oh, we could do that too. We have to wait for a break. But anyway, that's an opportunity. Tomorrow night is nothing but that. It's an opportunity. It's one of those rare situations in life where something amazing can happen, but nothing bad can happen.
Exactly. It's a freebie. Yep. It's a free swing. Yep. It's like when you play a round with friends and you get one mulligan per round and you're on the 18th hole.
Right.
It's like, okay, I'm gonna take a huge swing at this. I got my mully still. One mully, one toast. And so you take your swing and you go ahead and spray it in the woods. It's okay. Give me another ball. That was my mully, and that's what game two is.
Sean in Petaluma next. Hi, Sean. What's up?
Hey, what's going on? Thanks for taking my call, guys.
Yep.
Basically, I just want to say, I think we're going to be just fine. But, I mean, really, what's really going to help is if we can get Pons and Moody to just make half of what they made last night, which for Moody was, you know, just two of four or, you know, just one. You know, I think if we can get...
Whoop. We lost Sean.
Go
on. And by the way, my dad, who's a math teacher, would have a hard time with Moody hitting only half of what he hit last night because half of zero is zero.
That's right.
Yep.
That's right.
Yep.
So
it's still zero.
We need him to do more than hit half.
He scored zero.
He needs to hit twice as many shots as he did last night.
And Pods had a total of 3 points. Three.
Eight rebounds.
Eight rebounds.
Yeah.
Yes.
And that's where
Pods and Moody combined for 3.
Right.
So tomorrow night, they're going to need more than 1.5.
And that's why I was, you know, saying that to Steve about Pods, because even when he doesn't shoot it well, and he really didn't shoot it well, he still contributed 8 rebounds. And I kind of was thinking that that was what Steve was saying without saying it. Like, you know, Moses, because you look at his line and 0 points, he also had 0 rebounds and 0 assists. So Moses is in a spot where he's not really doing a lot. If he's not scoring, he defends well, but outside of that, he's not really helping you.
No, and he only got 9 minutes. Pod still played 29 minutes and got 3 points. But yes, 8 rebounds. Don't forget the 3 assists as well. And, you know, we've been so into this turnover battle throughout the entire Rockets series. Make it 8-0. Whoever wins the turnover battle is 8-0 in Warrior playoff games so far this year.
Wow.
They did it again. Last night, they had 12. Minnesota had 16. So, did it again. We'll keep going with your calls. 888-957-9570. That is the number. This is Warrior Wednesday. It is brought to you by Freedman's Appliance. Come see their full selection of in-stock luxury appliances in live working vignettes. Visit Freedman's Appliance in Pleasant Hill today. We're also sponsored by Chilton Auto Body. This is Willard and Dibbs.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Bounce pass to Edwards, and Payton got away with a grab. Edwards goes in, no good, rebound Draymond. That should have been a foul on Payton outside. Payton comes middle, throws to the right corner, heel right there, fires and hits again. Oh, Buddy Love has given Golden State a 22-point lead, 55-35.
My name is Buddy. I'm Batman. I saved the day.
Hey, Aries, it's Buddy Hill. You're listening to Willard and Dibbs on 95.7, The Game.
That's my guy. That's my guy, Buddy Hill.
Buttered.
That's Buttered.
My name is Buddy.
That's Buddy.
I love that. My name is Buddy.
My name is Buddy.
I am back to early season Buddy fandom, but even more so. And I'm staying there this time.
Right.
I'm staying there.
Well, now he's done something that is incontrovertible. God. It's something that no man can put asunder, as I get slightly biblical, because that happened. He did that.
That happened.
In game 7 on the road,
yep.
to win a series. So that happened. This is not a hot 10-game stretch in October and early November, which is cool. Buddy, we love you. And then 2 months of, oh my God, stop shooting. Can we please stop playing him? What do you do in game seven?
Yeah.
That happened. So now that's a thing.
Do we get a call on Friday from Kurt in Hayward Hills?
Hey!
Who has famously, the last handful of times he's been on this show, said that Buddy Hield should never play for this team ever again.
What was that, sir?
They need to stop playing Buddy Hield.
That's buttered to you, Kurt. We'll see. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know if we're going to get that call. Boxer and Gerson work injury attorney's text line sent in from the 925 schedule makes no sense. Why is there a 3 to 4 day gap between games 5 and 6? Some of us have thrown out, like you grabbed this earlier, like, is it because of the Valkyries? The Valkyries opening game is on Thursday next week. It's a week from tomorrow. So maybe that's part of it. Game 5's in Minnesota, though. So that's going to be a travel day. Is it Friday?
Friday.
Okay.
And
I thought it was the 15th.
The 16th.
Anyway,
the 16th. Host the LA Sparks.
Okay. So maybe that's part of it, but that doesn't, like, why couldn't you play Saturday? My guess is it's a combo of Valkyries / TNT or television choices. In other words, Valkyries make it so the game's not on Friday, and then once it gets pushed to the weekend, they're going to want this game for their Sunday night slot. If it exists, if this series gets to game 6.
Yeah, and it's an interesting quirk that there are no games scheduled for Saturday the 17th. Like Boston and New York, game 6, if necessary. And then Sunday, there's a triple header. Da 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 da. Indiana game 7, Minnesota game 6, Denver game 7. Those are all on Sunday.
Got it.
So I do think that it's probably a
TV thing.
It's a TV thing, and so they maybe would have done it on Friday, but with the Valkyries game, and they don't want to do Saturday. We're not doing Saturday, so they just push that baby to Sunday. That's my best guess.
Okay, we've got some phone calls to get to, but I have a very important question for you first.
Oh, okay. I better sit down.
Are you still picking the Warriors?
In this series?
Yes.
Absolutely. Cuckoosh, lock it up.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
Really?
Abso-freaking-lutely.
Do you want to change the game numbers?
No, I like it in 6.
You're just holding firm.
I'm going to hold firm. Like, I do think that if the Warriors are going to win the series, 7 is more likely than 6. Because if you get to 6, you're probably going to be down 3-2, I would guess, based on no Steph in 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we're spitballing. He could come back for game 3. He could miss the whole series.
Well, no. They have essentially announced him out for 2, right. 3, 4. 5 sure. is the one that's technically a mystery. I don't really see
how
he plays. But anyway, go ahead.
For me, he's not going to play before game 6. In my reality, can you win one of the next 3? Absolutely. One of the next 4? Sure. If you don't win one of the next 4, it's over. T-Wolves in 5. I get that. If you're down 3-2, it can't be Warriors in 6.
Can they win 2 of the next 4?
Absolutely. I don't see why not. If you're this awesome defensive team, and they are, and every time we talk to Steve, we're number 1 in defense since we got Jimmy Butler. Steph Curry is not one of your 5 best defenders, so your defense should be as nasty. So go out there and win a game 80-79. They can.
They're allowed to.
They might.
Christy in Emeryville. Hi, Christy. Thanks for calling.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
We saw what the Warriors look like without Jimmy Butler. Not great. So I'm more concerned when he gets injured, and it's interesting that hasn't been talked about than when Steph gets injured, because we know what that looks like. And the Warriors have won a few games, I think, right, without Steph and with Jimmy on board. So I have a lot of hope that they can still pull it out. And then the second thing is, I feel like there's not enough credit given to the Hustle Player of the Year, Draymond, who's shown us in the playoffs what he can do. And it's the one award, right, that's given that isn't it's based on statistics only.
Yep.
So it's like, can't be any more legitimate. So, yeah, I think we've got great defense, as you just talked about, and we've got Jimmy Butler. I think, I'm curious what you all have to say about that.
Well, Christy, thanks so much for the call. I'd say you're not the first to sort of go to that spot of like the Warriors, if you're going to miss a star, you'd rather be missing Steph than Jimmy based on the history of the way they've performed. I do think the wind out of those sails fell a little bit when the Warriors went on the road, minus Steph Curry because of his tailbone situation a few weeks ago. This is when the Warriors were going to go to Atlanta, and then they had the Jimmy Butler return to Miami. And in those two games without Steph, the Golden State Warriors looked awful.
Yeah.
I mean, objectively gross on the basketball court. So, are those two games predictive of what's going to happen next? I don't know. I don't think what Christy is saying is a crazy idea, just because if you are going to be totally centered around one star, you want to do it around a guy who's great at ISO. And Jimmy Butler is the top ISO player in the NBA.
No doubt.
Based on analytics.
And also defensively, if that's going to be your calling card, and it has been, then you're going to want Jimmy as well. It's not to say Jimmy's better than Steph. No one would ever be able to make that argument. But having Jimmy and Draymond and the rest of the team you're going to have around them without Steph Curry, you can still be a very good defensive team. And hopefully somebody, and last night it was Buddy, can step up and hit the three.
Time for Triples for Autism, which is brought to you by Pettinelli Financial Partners and the Autism Society, San Francisco Bay Area. Warriors hit 18 threes last night. Another donation from Pettinelli to the Autism Society, San Francisco. Buddy Hield led the way with 5. Draymond, 4. Steph had 3 before the injury. Jimmy and GP2 a couple apiece. This is donation number 66 on the year. If you'd like to get involved, maybe donate yourself, we invite you to go to sfautismsociety.org. Triples for Autism brought to you by Pettinelli Financial Partners and the Autism Society, San Francisco Bay Area. Pettinelli is here for you, offering financial guidance and support throughout life's milestones. Go to PettinelliFP.com. You know, squeeze in one more?
Let's do it.
Let's go to Alex in Walnut Creek. Hi, Alex. What's going on?
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Great.
I just want to touch upon, I think tomorrow is a really good opportunity for the young guys to get in a rhythm and set a tone for the rest of the playoffs. I've really noticed that specifically Pods, Moody, Quinn Post, I think they're playing a little bit afraid out there on the offensive side of the ball. Everywhere else, I love the intensity, I love the grit, but I noticed some hesitation there. So I'm really excited to see them get more opportunities tomorrow to really step up, and I hope that it can give them some more confidence moving forward.
Alex, it's interesting. Yeah. I mean, I think you could make the case what we've ended up seeing with Buddy Hield, the seeds for it were planted when Jimmy Butler was out back in game three against the Houston Rockets. Buddy did some really good things. Doesn't mean he was great for all the games the rest of the way, but he knew that he needed to do a little bit more that night. He did. The Warriors won. They won a game that they were not expected to win. That buoyed them the rest of the way. And maybe that is paying some dividends now with what we're seeing the last couple games.
Yep. Game five, he had 4 points. Game six, he had zero.
Yeah.
So Buddy's a little bit of a different bird, but to the caller's point about the youngsters, I think that he's right where, you know, Quentin Post might get a little bit more run and Pods, and he's going to play a lot. And Moody, a guy who needs a little boost in his confidence. I do think that there's going to be room. And you're right, Mark. They're going to approach game two. They're going to try to win game two. They're not just going to trick it off and like, we're going to play Pat Spencer 26 minutes just to see if Pat can cook. They're going to try to win, but as a byproduct of not having Steph, other people will have an opportunity to go out there and play.
You would think that after Steve Kerr comes on the show that the best of Grandy would be leading off with Steve Kerr right at 6 o'clock.
Well, it has to be.
But instead, we're going to invite people to use the Odyssey app or go to YouTube if you do want to go listen to that interview at your leisure at any point. That's probably not what you should do at 6 o'clock because at 6 o'clock...
Is it?
It is.
Rain dance!
Yeah. Rain dance!
Here we go, man. It's the Warriors Roundtable, and you're going to want to check that out, especially with everything going on with the Dubs. That means full hour of Warriors talk with none other than Kevin Dana and Gary St. Jean. And that is coming up next. It's all brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. Do you want to do it again tomorrow?
I cannot wait.
Okay, we're going to do it again tomorrow. And thank you to each and every one of you, all the engagement on a day like today. Warriors up 1-0. Tomorrow, here comes game two. For Dibs, for Grandy, for Lucas, I'm Mark. Shoot your shot. It's all you got.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.